This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:35 Monday morning, and it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Mayor Wu.
Good morning. How are the two of you?
Fantastic.
Terrific. I'll tell you, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you were busy again this weekend. It was a great weather to get out and do things. What did you have on your agenda?
Well, it was a jam-packed weekend. Yesterday, I walked 19,500 steps.
Whoa!
I participated in the 5K for the Prairie Fire. So thank you to all the 2,500 who participated in that marathon or half marathon as well as the 5K. Then we had Open Streets ICT, where we closed down 4 miles of Douglas, and that was amazing. Had the opportunity to not just welcome at Kennedy Plaza, but also had the opportunity to go to a rally over at New Life Covenant Church to talk about the foster care system. There are about 1,300 kiddos who are in foster care here in Sedgwick County. So this was an opportunity to talk about how we can stand in the gap for families and youth who are in the foster care system. And then ended the night at the Lebanese dinner. It was the 89th annual Lebanese dinner. So that was fantastic. But there's just so much going on in Wichita. And I do have to give a shout out. And I have a question for the two of you. Do you know how many cities Kansas actually has?
How many cities? Ted's left the room. I'm going to say 250.
Okay, well, the city of Wichita hosted the League of Kansas Municipalities over the last 4 days, and the league represents the cities all across this great state, and there are 625 cities, and Wichita is the largest city in the state of Kansas. So it was really nice to host all these different cities across the community to come to Wichita. They got to check out our restaurants, our venues, and so I think it's always neat when we have conferences that are hosted right here in downtown Wichita.
That's a lot of people. Now, obviously, you had some sort of they were showing presentations, seminars, sessions to break out and talk, things like that, like a usual convention, I would presume.
Yes. We had also not just the conference itself. We had an expo where the cities connected with different resources. And so it's really neat to be able to be the host. Next year I'll be up in Overland Park. So whenever Wichita gets that opportunity, it's important. I also serve as one of the board members for the League of Kansas Municipalities because Wichita, again, is the largest city.
Absolutely. Hey, we've got a city council meeting coming up tomorrow, I understand.
Yeah.
And would you like to tell us?
Lots going on that agenda.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Sure. So two of them happen to be housing opportunities. There are two types of developers that are looking to provide housing in the downtown area. One of them happens to be over at 155 North Market. They want to renovate the 11-story building and convert it into 114 affordable housing units. So this group wants to provide housing that is much needed in downtown Wichita, and the rates of those apartments are much more affordable. They are hoping that the monthly rate is from $659 to $1,041 for studios, 1- and 2-bedroom apartments.
Wow. And what else you got going on?
Yeah, well, the agenda, again, I said it's really packed. Another one that's really interesting is the city is going to allocate about $500,000 to cultural arts funding. And so tomorrow we will talk about which organizations will get the amounts that they need to operate their organizations. Some of the large ones, let's see, the large one that got the most was Exploration Place. The medium-sized one that got the most was between Harvester Arts and the Kansas African American Museum. And then when it came to small organizations, the largest amount was for Regina Klenjowski Dance Company. So $510,000 will be allocated to cultural arts organizations, and we're really grateful that we're able to do that thanks to a group of committee members that have looked at these applications and have evaluated 39 applications.
Will there be a discussion on the flock cameras that the police use?
Yes. So another item that we will talk about is a grant from the federal government that will help us with what we've been calling the ARTIC, or the Real-Time Information Center. That grant allows for an opportunity to use technology to better respond to crimes. One of the things about flock license plate readers is that the city of Wichita implemented that through the department back in November of 2020. And since that time, those devices have led to recovery of at least $5.4 million in stolen property and clearances of a number of violent crimes, including homicides.
Wow. Very effective. All right, yeah. Jed, what you got?
Hey, Mayor Wu, I did want to, this is Columbus Day, and yeah. As someone who was born in Central America and might have had a different take on this than some of us around here,
yeah.
What did your family have a take on Columbus growing up? Was it different than ours?
No, I mean, I grew up here since I was 8 years old, so really my formative years are here in Wichita, and I just remember the days of not having school. I just heard you say lots of the banks as well as the post office are not open today, and not many schools are open today. So kiddos, if you're listening right now, there's an opportunity for you to go to, let's see, the old Cowtown Museum, because on Friday I had the opportunity to see the new unveiling of a statue that represents Billy the Kid and also his mother, Catherine McCarty. And she was really neat. She was one of the founding signatures for the city of Wichita. She was the only woman who signed one of the founding documents. So really neat things that are happening along the river. So check out Old Cowtown. Go to the All-American Indian Museum. There's great opportunities to do something that's productive on your day off.
Yeah, a lot of things to do. Hey, and the weather's been cooperating very well, except for the rain. We'd like to have some rain, right?
I agree. Okay. We need that rain. Again, thank you for those who are still practicing those measures to try to conserve water.
Yeah.
We really still need help over at Cheney Lake, and unfortunately, no rain in sight.
All right. How did the Asian Festival go this weekend?
Oh, it was so fantastic. As you know, I previously served for the Wichita Asian Association's board as their president, and so it's a near and dear to my heart type of event. And it was a great turnout. A lot of people came out to the Wichita Asian Festival, and really grateful for that.
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Wu, and we will check with you again next week, Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Yeah.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.